Three Amoraim went to an inn where only Jews were staying, and then the non-Jewish owner of the inn came on Shabbos. So, are we allowed to rent the rights of the non-Jews on Shabbos, just like Pitul Rishus is allowed to be done on Shabbos? Or do we assume that no, maybe Schiris Rishus is more like an Eruv, which can't be done on Shabbos, has to be done before Shabbos? So they decided to rely on Rabbi Chanina's opinion that you're allowed to rent from the non-Jew on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yochanan confirmed that was the right decision, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So Gemara asks, wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan taught elsewhere that socher kema'ariv dami, renting follows the same rules as making an Eruv. That implies that you have to do it before Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan meant that renting the rights from a non-Jew is similar to an Eruv, not in terms of when it must be done, but in three other important ways. First, that Pepachos Mishav Pruta, that both an Eruv and the Schiris can be done with the payment of less than Mishav Pruta. Number two, Afilu Schiru Lakito, both an Eruv and the Schiris can be done through a Jewish employee or a farmhand. And number three, Echad Mariv Al Yidei Kulan, just like a group joined in an Eruv can have one representative join them with a different chatzar when renting the rights of a non-Jew, one person can do it on behalf of everybody. Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, that in order to allow carrying in the chatzar, the Jewish residents all had to be mevatel rishus to one person. So Toiba Rabbi Lazar criticized that psak because it goes against one of Shmuel's rules of bitul rishus, the last of the three rules that Shmuel has. The first rule Shmuel has about bitul rishus is that kol makom sha'osun umarvin mevatlin, in a situation that two groups can restrict each other's usage and are able to join in an Eruv with each other, like shtei chatzeros zulef nimizu, two chatzeros, one inside the other, where the members of the inner chatzer restrict the people in the outer chatzer from using the chatzer because of their rights to pass through, and they can join the member of the outer chatzer in an Eruv, they can also be mevatel rishus to the members of the outer chatzer. The second rule, ma'arvin ve'inosrin ein mevatlin, where two groups can join in an Eruv, but would not restrict each other in any way without the Eruv, such as when two chatzeros have a doorway between them, they cannot be mevatel rishus to each other. Then the third rule is the important one, osrin ve'imar v'nei mevatlin. If two groups restrict each other and have no ability to join in an Erev, like a non-Jew who arrives on Shabbos, taking away any possibility of renting his rights before Shabbos and joining the Jews in an Erev, we cannot do bitul rishus. It's directly against Rabbi Yochanan, who allowed people to be mevatel rishus when the non-Jew arrives on Shabbos. So Rav Yosef lo shmi'li hashmaita. The Rav Yosef says he never heard of Shmuel's first rule that people in an inner chatzar can be mevatel rishus to people in an outer chatzar. So Abaye reminded Rav Yosef that at Amr Ne'alon, you yourself taught Shmuel's rule to us in the context of teaching the rule that ain't bitul rishus mechatzar lechatzar. Members of two adjoining chatzars can't be mevatel rishus to each other. Rav Yosef taught that if one chatzar were inside the other, then they would be allowed to be mevatel rishus to each other. And that makes up the rest of the discussion of the daf is about bitul rishus mechatzar lechatzar. Rav Yosef questioned how he could have said that there can be bitul rishus from an inner chatzar to an outer chatzar in light of Shmuel's statement that ein lanu be'er v'nei l'klashim mishnaseinu. All kulas in Hilchos Erevin have to be consistent with the language of Mishnayis, and the Mishnah clearly says that bitul rishus happens amongst anshei chatzer, members of a single chatzer, not chatzeros, members of multiple chatzeros. So Abaye responded that the rule of carefully following the Mishnah's wording was only set in connection to the Mishnah that says mavi lechatzeros kechatzer labatim. The relationship between a mavi and chatzeros is similar to the relationship between the chatzeros and batim, meaning that in order for something to be considered a mavi, he needs to have multiple chatzeros and multiple batim. But that's not a rule in all of Hilchos Erevin that we always have to follow for every kula the exact lashon of the Mishnah. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan debate both whether we allow bitul rishus from one chatzer to the next and whether we allow it in the churva. Shmuel would not even allow it in the churva where there's a single function, and we would therefore think it's more conducive to bitul rishus, and Rabbi Yochanan would even allow it in two chatzeros where each one functions independently, making it less conducive to bitul rishus. That's why we need to be told the machlokas in both places. While Abaye agrees with Rav Yosef about people in inner chatzer being allowed to be mevatel rishus to people in outer chatzer, Rava holds pa'amim mevatlin u'pa'amim ein mevatlin. Sometimes we can be mevatel rishus mechatzer lechatzer, sometimes we can't be. Nasnu eruvan b'chitzona. If they put the eruv in the outer chatzer and a member of the inner chatzer forgot to join the eruv, both chatzeros are aser because the member of the inner chatzer cannot be mevatel rishus to the people in the outer chatzer. Similarly, if a member of the outer chatzer forgot to join in the Erev, he cannot be mevatel rishus to members of the inner chatzer, since we can only be mevatel rishus to members of the same chatzer. Nasnu Eruvan Bipnimis, Shacha Chacher Ben Hapnimis, Velawirev, if the joint Eruv was kept in the inner Chatzer, and one member of the inner Chatzer forgot to join, he also cannot do Bittul Rishus to members of the outer Chatzer. If, however, a member of the outer Chatzer forgot to join, the inner Chatzer can close its connection to the outer Chatzer and carry within itself, and the outer Chatzer will give up the rights and remain Aser to carry.